Thank you. 拉。
啊。拉吗？拉。
嘚儿嘚儿。Thermoscope that went red. There's smoke beyond all.
They're going. Thank you. drink it. It was wine. Just
beer, but
well, I drink it just about anything that has alcohol. Bay rum, pink lady, which was known as man heat most likely. The nature of alcohol. And I have heard tell of taking of straining this radiated alcohol through rye bread. Now, I don't know whether I ever had any of that or not, but if anybody running through the bread, I imagine I drank it because I drank with them kind of people.
Them kind of people. Who are these people that drink such strange concoctions? From the residents of the Salvation Army Harbor Light Center, we have gathered a panel of experts to answer some questions about Skid Row and its people. Skid Row, that collection of flop houses and greasy spoons, soup lines and rescue missions, found in the downtown section of most large cities, where homeless men are relegated to the scrap heap. What authority does our panel have to speak of Skid Row? Gentlemen, state your credentials.
Well, I'm 39 years old, and I've been around 3 years.
I'm 65 years old, and my first attempt on Skid Row was about 1945.
I'm 50. I've been in this life about 15 years.
I'm 61. I've been around Skid Row for about 25 years.
Traditional reasons for living on Skid Row are the low cost of living and public toleration of extreme drinking. Why did you go to Skid Row?
Skid Row to me is where people don't care how you look and people don't ask any questions.
Skid Row to me is a place where you can get lost, because on Skid Row most of us do stay drunk. And when our money's low, why, we'll drink anything. And most of the people that we know on Skid Row, we can always manage to get a drink off of somebody to get up courage to go out and chisel some more drinks.
When sober and living at the Harbor Light, the alcoholic is often a very industrious worker. But when he starts to drink, he no longer has time for work. He is too busy getting drunk, is drunk, or is too sick to think of working, if indeed anyone would consider hiring him in his weakened condition. Some men die on the streets, but for most, life goes on. Gentlemen, how do you live on Skid Row?
On this Skid Row that I'm on now, I know quite a few people here. I've been on it for about 3 years, and I usually borrow money from them while I'm drinking. I don't like to bum off anybody that I don't know unless I'm real drunk, then I don't care, but
I generally hang up around shows. That is a better, higher class shows. When I see well-dressed people coming out there, they're easy to bum. Or I'll wait outside of a pretty high class saloon and a well-dressed guy will come out and he's half in a bag, he's generally generous. He'll most of them dish out.
Well, most of the time when I start on a drunk, I generally have some pretty good clothes. And when it gets down to where I can't get nothing off of the public, why, I'll try to get my clothes either out of a hut or out of where I left them and sell them to some guys that do have a few dollars on them.
Skid Row residents have developed some colorful terms. What is a flop house and a greasy spoon?
Well, a flop house is just a place where you can get a bed for maybe 50 cents a night or something like that, and dormitories or...
Years ago, flop houses used to be cheap. They said 25 cents a night. You could sleep for 25 cents a night. I know some of them, you could sleep in a chair for 25 cents, and you could lay down for half a buck.
Well, a greasy spoon restaurant is usually a place where it's kind of dirty, and the grub is cheap. And if you're kind of a steady customer, once in a while you get a free meal.
Well, to me, I've never had a greasy spoon while I was sober because I couldn't stand the smell. But when I was drunk, I didn't care what it smelled like if I got the chuck-ars.
That's a man that's trying to come off of a drunk and he's getting an appetite, and that's what we call chuck eyes. But a greasy spoon is by the service, by the equipment they use, and it's just a cheap place to eat with cheap food.
Doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs have all made the long, torturous trip to Skid Row. But the majority of the men found here are semi-skilled or skilled workers with a high school education. Let's find out what our panel did before moving to Skid Row.
Well, before I came to the Harbor Life Center, I worked at Ford Motor Company in the Cost Accounting Department.
I was mostly a truck driver. And for several years, I was with the Bethlehem Steel at Sparrows Point running overhead cranes and charging cranes.
Well, before I came to Harbor Light, I worked for Dayton River. I worked as a truck driver for 5 years. About 4.5 years, I worked as a truck driver. And then I started working in the plant. I started working in the mixing room, so I completed 10 years there.
Before I came to the Harbor Light, I was a painter decorator.
The Salvation Army operates a worldwide chain of Harbor Light centers where thousands of homeless men are fed each night of the week. A small percentage of these men become center residents, giving evidence of their desire to stop drinking and to go to work. Free dormitory beds and meals are provided during the orientation period, and the beneficiary is helped with any pressing medical or personal problems. Center residents begin to work at menial tasks, and as their health and attitudes improve, they move up the occupational ladder. Most men are soon working at jobs outside of the center, although they continue to live and attend classes at the center. As soon as a man begins to draw a pay, he starts to contribute toward the cost of his stay at the center. The last question to our panel is, gentlemen, what does the Harbor Light Center mean to you?
Has really brought me back to sanity, I would say. It kept my thinking from that whiskey, from that booze. Slowly but surely, it gave me the reason what the good Lord can do for a man if he gets that booze idea out of his head and thinks of the Lord and depends on the Lord in a sincere manner. And I have found that the Harbor Light, we don't only have our presence over, but we work it and we live it.
Without this place, I have no home. And the Harbor Light, it helped me to stay sober and hold up my sobriety and try to walk the streets as other men do. And then the way, when I'm here, I can walk the streets, I can look another man in the eye and not ashamed. Well, the Harbor Light Center means to me a way of life, because without it I wouldn't have no life. As long as I stay in the program here, as it has brought the respect of my children back to me, and it's brought me back to realize what God means to me, because the many times I have failed Him, I know that as long as I have Him walking with me, I can talk to Him anytime.
Well, the Harbor Life Center has been a great help to me in keeping me sober. And well, it's like the other fellows say, when you're drunk and hanging around your family, they don't seem to want anything to do with you. And the Harbor Life Center has been a big help in keeping me clean and having some respect about myself, which I don't have when I'm drinking. And it's just been a wonderful help to me.
来选择的是一百万的 Masterball of Reeves and Fellow Murphy, no clubs, not yeah, William Kestis, New York, yeah, William Kestis, New York, nah.
Let's go. Hey, 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 hey,